The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
Welcome out here to the Gettysburg Auditorium, home of the Potter County Battlers. Dustin Stortzum here with you. Daniel Peterson back in the studio for tonight's game. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. We want to take this time before we get into your family dental appear in Gettysburg pregame show to thank some of our sponsors for the coverage of tonight's game, starting with Brown Agronomy, Kruger's Food Fair, Schlachter Lumber, Common Sense Manufacturing, AMPI, Gettysburg Collision Center, King Insurance, Hoven Co-op, Prairie Stop, Langer's Family Food, LEC Construction Services, Hanson's Incorporated, Great Western Bank, and also M&R Auction, Bauer Super Value, C&B Operations, John Deere, Tenant Electric, Plains Commerce Bank, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Store, Maverick Insurance, Dakota House, Newmeyer and Smith Law Office, Holdren Welding and Repair, Hoban Equity Exchange, and also Montana Dakota Utilities, and our sports video sponsor, CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. We are going to go to a quick two-minute break. When we come back, we will have your family dental appear in Gettysburg pregame show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand in Mobridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential and commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mobridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand in Mobridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. Welcome to the pregame show, sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre in Gettysburg. Dustin Stortzum with you in the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. And it is now time to get into your CHS River Plains keys to success for tonight's game between 20-1 Potter County and 16-5 Falkton area. Let's start with the visitors on the scoreboard. Falkton this evening, the Trojans are coming off an impressive win against Harriet Selby area, taking down the Wolverines 64-44 their last time out. Let's just get straight into our CHS River Plains keys to success for them. The first one on my list, Niederbomber needs to stay out of foul trouble. In the first half,
The 6'3" senior guard had three personal fouls that kept him out of action again in that first and second quarter. If the Trojans want to hang with the Battlers tonight, Niederbommer will have to play a huge role. So keeping their leading scorer out of foul trouble is going to be huge tonight for the Trojans. Number two, limit transition turnovers. When Faulkton can set up the offense, more times than not, they're going to find an open look and the bottom of the net. Too many times last game in transition, the Trojans turned the ball over, throwing it up court. In fact, this team had a total, which wasn't bad, of 10 turnovers, but when a lot of them are coming in transition, when you should be able to pick up easy buckets, those numbers start to tally up. And number three for them, crash the boards. Faulkton did a fantastic job coming down with offensive rebounds. They had 16 total offensive rebounds in the win over Harriet Selby area the other night. If they can do something similar to that, which, I mean, Potter County has a lot more size than Harriet Selby area does, but if they can still come down with a few offensive rebounds, and get those second chance points, I like their chances of pulling off the upset this evening. We will head to a 30-second break. When we come back, we will continue with the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show on 100.7 FM KMLO.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Welcome back to high school basketball on DRG Sports and 100.7 FM KMLO. As we continue with our Family Dental of Pier in Gettysburg pregame show and talk about our CHS River Plains keys to success for Potter County. My first key to success is business as usual for Potter County. Cooper Logan and Grant Lukens are hitting final form right now for the Battlers. Logan and Lukens combined for 47 of their team's 72 points against Selly Buttes a few nights ago. If they can stay hot, they should have no problem advancing to the South Dakota 16. My second keys to success, force turnovers. This team came out with 20 steals in their last game. Sometimes Faulkton can get a little over-aggressive with the basketball, and if you can intercept a couple passes and score off turnovers, you can create some big separation. And number three, continue to shoot the three ball. Grant Lukens and Cooper Logan made seven threes behind the arc in their last game. When this team gets hot from behind the arc, it's hard to stop. And to add on to that, they can shoot from anywhere inside the gymnasium. We will take another 30-second Integra timeout break. When we come back, we will go through your Campbell County Collision starting lineups right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
For all your grocery needs and so much more, get to Bauer Super Value in Faulkton. At Bauer Super Value, you'll find a full line of groceries, fresh baked goods, as well as a terrific fresh meat and produce department. They also have a photo kiosk, fresh flowers, and do catering. Bauer Super Value is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 1 on Sunday for all your shopping convenience. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly flyer at Bauer Super Value.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge, drive sober or get pulled over. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. We are back here on DRG Media Sports. Dustin Stortzum with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mowbridge broadcast booth as we get into our Campbell County Collision starting lineups for both teams. And first, we will start off with the visitors on the scoreboard, the Faulkton area Trojans. Starting off with number one, Bennett Cassins, a 5'7" senior guard who can light up the floor from behind the arc. He had 4 3-pointers in the win against the Wolverines a few nights ago, and he is certainly not afraid to let it fly. Number two, Ryan Beckler. He's a 6'3" senior small forward who isn't afraid to get physical defensively. Averaging 5 points per game on the season, he won't light up the scoreboard, but he will make his presence known. Number 5, Simon Bauer, is a 6'1" guard who plays a flex role and can move to the forward if he needs to. He had 15 points on 7 of 12 shooting for the Trojans a few nights ago, and you can expect him to have another lethal game as a third option for Faulkton tonight. Number 24, Lane Cotton, is a 6'3" sophomore guard who is averaging 12.2 points per game. He had 13 points on 4 of 13 shooting, but he did have 10 rebounds to secure the double-double. Expect to see the ball in his hands quite a bit this evening. Number 32, Hunter Niederbommer, is a 6'3" senior forward who is leading the team in scoring with 13.1 points per game. He finished with 13 points and 8 rebounds in only 19 minutes played last game against Harriet Selby area. We will go to a 30-second break. When we return, I will have your Campbell County Collision starting lineups for the Potter County Battlers. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle? Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
It is now time for your starting lineup for the Potter County Battlers, sponsored by Campbell County Collision. We'll start off with number 0, Cooper Logan, who is a 6'1" senior guard, who had 21 points against Stanley Buttes in the first round of the 2B region tournament on 8 of 18 shooting. He's averaging 19.9 points per game, and he will be doing a lot of the heavy lifting tonight for Potter County. Number 3, Logan Decker, is a 6'1" senior guard who doesn't score a whole bunch of points, but he does defend the basketball really well. He had 3 points on 1 of 3 shooting a few nights ago. Number 13, Seth Sharp, is a 6'2" senior forward who had a rough shooting night against Stanley Buttes from the field, but ended up with 6 points on 3 of 11 shooting from the floor. Number 23, Grant Lukens, is a 6'3" senior guard who also didn't shoot the ball incredibly well either, but still finished with an impressive 26 points, including 12 from behind the arc on 5 of 15 shooting from the field. And finally, Drake Bassett, he is a 5'10" senior guard who loves to bring the emotions to the floor. He had 10 points on 4 of 11 shooting his last time out, and you can expect him to bring it again tonight against the Trojans. When we come back, we will have tip-off from the Gettysburg Auditorium between 20-1 Potter County, the number 2 seed in the 2B region tournament, and 16-5 number 4 ranked Faulkton, the area Trojans, right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hovind. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hovind High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hovind. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. For quality agricultural equipment and solar water pumping systems, Common Sense Manufacturing and Solar of Falkton is the place to call. They carry bale feeders, calf shelters, wire winders, feed bunks, continuous fencing, portable windbreaks, and freestanding panels. Common Sense Manufacturing and Solar also handles solar water pumping systems and residential and commercial solar systems and electric in-floor heat. Call them today at 598-4157. Common Sense Manufacturing and Solar of Falkton. Quality that just makes sense.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. Four inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Welcome back here to the Gettysburg Auditorium. Dustin Sportsman with you on 107 FM KMLO. Lowry Mobridge trying sober, get pulled over. Cooper Logan with the basketball to begin things. Second quarter just getting underway. We went through our Campbell County Collision starting lineups for both squads. And here's Drake Bassett down low. His shot is up, no good, but a foul called. You can catch the live stream of this game. I know we've had some technical difficulties with that to begin things, but hopefully everything's fixed over there on drgnews.com. You can also go to our DRG News app as Drake Bassett misses the first free throw for the Battlers. Two-seeded Potter County only lost to Aberdeen Christian. The second free throw is good. So Bassett hits. He's got the first point on the board for either side. Here's Cassins to Beckler. Now over to the right side. Cassins has it. Niederbauer guarded closely as he's double-teamed by Logan. And Logan Decker. Here's Cotton down low. Cotton shot is up, no good. Off the backboard, left it long, and Cooper Logan the other direction. Here's Cooper Logan, an NBA three-pointer. That's up, no good. Offensive rebound going to Logan Decker. And the Battlers will set things up again. Here's Grant Lukens, their leading scorer. A three-pointer is up, no good off the front of the rim. And the rebound going to Bauer. Cotton has it. Full court pressure here from the Battlers. They get it across the half-court line. Bauer with it. Now to the right side, Beckler on the drive, baseline, nice feed down low, Niederbauer shot is up and good. And Niederbauer with his first 2 points of the night. And it's 2-1. Falkton with the lead early on. Bassett pulling up, a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Drake Bassett has the first 4 points of the game for Potter County. They now lead 4-2 here with 6:29 to go in the opening quarter. Niederbauer has it, a foul calls. Logan Decker picks up his first personal foul. First team foul as well. Here's Cotton on the volleyball line, guarded closely by Logan. Now it's Cassins getting a screen. Niederbauer to the left side. Decker, bounce pass to the high post. Bauer has it now outside. Cotton, a three-pointer. The toy in the eyes. From downtown, Lane Cotton hitting from deep.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
King Insurance Agency is your full-service insurance agency with offices in Falkton, Brookings, and Madison. King Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage and services for life, health, crop, farm, home, auto, business, long-term care, and more. The staff at King Insurance Agency have the knowledge and experience to serve you. As an independent insurance agency, they can find the insurance company that best fits your needs. Call 605-598-4374 or stop by King Insurance Agency in Falkton, Brookings, or Madison.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hoven Co-op, we're your real community cooperative.
tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovin Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovin Co-op.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg. LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Looks like we are back live. Grant Lukens on the track. Shot is no good. It is 10-9. Potter County with the lead right now as Lukens will go to the free throw line here for two shots. Two shots coming up for Grant Lukens again. 10-9. Potter County with the lead as the first free throw shot is good for Lukens. Second free throw coming out. And a second one is good. Two for two on the free throws. 3:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Eckler over to Cassin. Cassin's in the corner, and he'll throw it off the leg of Grant as it goes out of bounds. Inbound pass from the corner here from Beckler. He's going to inbound it. Niederbomber to the high post. Cotton has it. Driving, working, a turnaround floater looking like Dirk Nowitzki. He hits for two. Cotton with 5 points. Here goes again. That's returned. He enters right back with a three of his own. Grant Lukens from deep. He has got 5 points so far. Here's a three-pointer. Cassis right between the eyes from downtown. Back and forth we go in the opening quarter. 15-14, 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Drake Bassett getting called for the travel. Turnover for Potter County. Turnover for Potter County, 15-14, 2:40 to play in the opening quarter. And Hawkton will inbound here. Court pressure coming from the Battlers. Cotton has it, the sophomore. Power getting it up across the half-court line now. Stopping the top of the key. Beckler to the right point. Cotton has it. Signaling the offense around. And it shows up, no good. Travel called. Simon Bauer getting called for travel. Both teams having trouble keeping that plan put down as here Lukens quickly getting this up across the tackle. The Bowers will pull up the three. Right between the eyes from downtown, Grant Lukens. He's got 8 points already. Outside, Cotton trying to answer back. From downtown. Another three-pointer. Baseline, taking it down. Set the ball to stay with Potter. Merchant in the game. Beckler will stay out. Cotton to the bench. And Bumpy makes the nice channel check from the airport of Potter County. And now Lewis. The corner around, getting guarded by Cassins. Now Fulton Hagen. Alex Tanner looking for the screen. Gets it up the charity stripe as he drives. Throws a puck shot and it rolls in and out. Rebound goes to Grant Lukens and a foul that's going to go against Fulton. 1:29 to play in this opening quarter. Lukens in the corner, pull up three-pointer. That's up, no good. Ball gets tipped out of bounds and then we'll stay with Potter County. 1:24 to play in the opening quarter. Shot clock reset to 35. Here's Lukens. Swing it to the left side. Arbach has it. Now to the charity stripe. Alex Tanner shot is up, no good. And the ball tipped around. Coming down with it is DeMoria. Here he goes the other way. In transition, shot is good. Halton now leading 19-18. 1 minute to play in the opening quarter and a foul called on the other end. .102 remaining in the first quarter. Here's Logan. Logan, a pull-up three-pointer. That's no good. Coming down with the rebound is Cotton, and he's fouled by Arbach. A great opening quarter here for Fulton. That is four team fouls. Here on the Battler. Substitutes coming into the ballgame. Here's Cotton. Getting double-teamed, bounce pass to the close sideline as Cooper Logan tried saving it right into the hands of Beckler. His shot is blocked. Falkenhagen coming down with the block. Here's Cotton on top of the key. Pump fakes just inside the three-point line. Shot is up, no good. Cooper Logan coming down with the rebound. He'll get it up court here to Lukens. Lukens on the drive. Lukens coast to coast. Puts it in for two. And the Battlers are back on top, 20-19. Quickly breaking the full court pressure. It's Fulton and a turnover. Cotton tried to find the open man down low, was not able to do so. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Lukens off the screen, driving down the middle of the lane. Nice feed. Tanner reverse layup's no good. Lukens with an offensive rebound. He's fouled and will go to the line for two shots with 4 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Lukens to the line. He has 10 points already. And one more, two free throws, excuse me, coming up as he hits the first one. Second free throw coming up for Lukens. And he's able to hit for two. Grant Lukens with 12 first quarter points. Drake Bassett checking back into the ballgame. Lukens will head to the bench. Full court pressure coming from the Battlers. Cotton looking. He'll get it in the Cassins. 2 seconds. 1 second. Cotton will throw it up from the volleyball line. It is no good off the front of the rim. And that will end quarter number one. 22-19, Potter County leading the Fulton area. As we go to a 30-second Integra timeout break, we'll be right back on 100.7 FM KMLO.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg as the second quarter just about ready to get underway. What a first quarter we had. 22-19, Potter County with the lead over Falkton area. Both teams back out on the floor as we get ready for quarter number two, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry, Mulbridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. We are ready for quarter number two. Falkton, the Trojans, will have possession of the basketball to begin things. There's Beckler handing it off. Cotton has it. Crossing over, working on Seth Sharp. Now back outside to the corner. Niederbommer on the drive. Niederbommer shot is up, no good. Left it long. And fighting on the floor for the basketball is number 13, Seth Sharp. And he's going to force the jump ball for Potter County. 22-19, Potter County with the lead. They have control of the basketball now. Here's Lukens. Lukens to Sharp. Sharp pulling up for three. A wide open look. He left it short right off the front of the rim. Here's Falkton the other way. Niederbommer down low. He puts it home for two. Hunter Niederbommer has got 6 points in the opening half. 7:15 to play in the second quarter. Lukin again with it. Driving down the baseline. Back outside. Decker a three-pointer. No good. Missed off. Offensive rebound. Cooper Logan. And he puts it home for two. Cooper Logan now with 6 points. Here's the Trojans the other way. Easily beating that full court pressure. Cotton has it. Bounce pass to the Unite point. Beckler down to the baseline. Niederbommer. Look at that layup. Underneath the basket, he gets it to fall. That's 8 points for him. 6:40 remaining in the opening half. Lukens working on Cotton. Spin moves. Back outside. Seth Sharp thought about a three. Now driving inside the post. A spin around. Layup is up and in. Seth Sharp has got it working. He's got 4 points. 26-23, Potter County with the lead over Falkton area. There's Cousins at the volleyball line, now to the high post. Niederbommer pump fakes, now back outside to Beckler. He'll take a drive down to the low block, now out to the baseline. Niederbommer with a bounce pass to the high post. Shot is up and good. The floater from Simon Bauer falls for two. 26-25, Potter County. 5 minutes, 50 seconds go in the opening half. Here's a three-pointer from Lukens. That shot is up, no good. Cotton coming down with the rebound. The Trojans the other direction. Quickly across the half-court line. Nice crossover as he swings to the corner. Kasten's a three. That's no good. Off the back of the rim. Seth Sharp hit the floor hard. A tie-up underneath the basket and a jump ball called. Possession arrow staying with the Trojans. Just a heads up for anybody listening tonight, our live video feed went down, so if you want to listen to tonight's game on our website, drgnews.com, or the DRG News app, make sure to do that. Here's Bauer. Driving, working on Bassett, outside, Kasten's a three-pointer. He got it! Falkton back on top, 28-26. A second three-pointer for Kasten's. He's got 6 points. Logan, bounce pass down low, saved, and Lukens comes up with it. Here's Cooper Logan, a wide open three-pointer, trying to answer back. That won't go. Cotton coming down with the rebound and a foul going against number three, Logan Decker. That is his second personal foul. And the fifth team foul for Potter County. Exactly 5 minutes to play in the first half. Bauer to the right side. Cotton now swinging across court to Kasten's. Kasten's with a bounce pass to the volleyball line. Beckler now to the high post. Bauer outside to Cotton, who throws up a three-pointer. That won't fall. Offensive rebound, Niederbommer. And he puts it in for two. Hunter Niederbalmer has 10 points. It is 30-26, Falkton. Grant Lukens the other way, answering back for two. Grant Lukens has 14 points for Potter County. 4:25 to go in the opening half. Cotton up court. Cassens has it. Driving on the baseline past Cooper Logan, and Cooper Logan strips it away. Logan dribbling this one up across the half-court line, working on Bauer. Gets the screen from Decker. Shot is up, no good. It's blocked away as Beckler comes down with the rebound. The referee's letting him play right now. Beckler down low. Niederbalmer puts it home. 32-28, under 4 minutes to play in the opening half. Falkton all over Potter County early on. They lead by four, 3:45 to play in the first half. Decker outside, Lukens has it. Beckler working on him. Top of the key, he'll work the drive, shot is up. Oh my goodness, how did he get it to fall? Grant Lukens for two again. Lukens has 16 points. Here's Cotton to the top of the key. Beckler has it. Now to the right point. Cassens a deep three. That's up and no good. Off the front of the rim, hit the top of the backboard, and Cooper Logan came down with the rebound. Lukens to Cooper Logan on top of the key. They're going to just settle things down here momentarily. 3 minutes to play in the opening half. Bassett on the drive, working on Cassens. His shot is left short. Great defense by Cassens on the baseline. Forced the tough shot from Bassett. 32-30, Falkton area leading Potter County. Here's Beckler in the corner. Driving on the baseline, he lost the handle as it goes out of bounds. And a turnover for the Trojans. Roman DeMaria checking back in. And a timeout on the floor. Timeout on the floor. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout as well. Let's see. Let's wait a minute. I thought it was a timeout. We won't go to break quite yet. The referee talking to the head coach for Potter County. And now a timeout. Okay, timeout called by Falkton area, 32-30. The Trojans leading the Battlers right here on 100.7 FM KMLO. We'll go to a 30-second Integra timeout break. You're listening to high school basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Good luck to not only the athletes, but the coaches and parents as well. Hansen's Inc. Digging and Trucking knows all about digging deep and being in it for the long haul. They are rooting for you every play, all tournament long. Congratulations on your season. When the weather changes, so do your excavating and trucking needs. For quality workmanship on all your excavating needs, call Hansen's Inc. Good luck, Trojans, from Hansen's Inc. Digging and Trucking of Falkton.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge. If you drink, don't drive. Coming up at halftime of this game, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show. And we've had a fun one so far. 32-30, Falkton area leading Potter County as Cooper Logan goes on the drive and he passes it off the glass for two. Cooper Logan with 8 points. And this game is all tied up at 32. 2:30 to go in the opening half. Bauer to the corner. Niederbalmer working on Seth Sharp on the drive. He puts it home for two. Cooper Logan could not get there with the help defense in time. Lukens, top of the key. Crosses over, now gets it to the left elbow. Back outside. Bassett has it. Bassett driving down the middle of the lane and a foul called. 16 fouls for Falkton area. One more foul, and Potter County will be in the bonus, shooting 1-1. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Logan getting it out to the volleyball line. Lukens has it on the right side. He drives to the low block. Shot is up. No good. Offensive rebound. Lukens, and he's blocked away. Beckler coming down with a huge block. Here he comes the other way with the basketball now. Bounce pass to the right point. Cotton a wide open three. That's no good off the back of the rim. And Falkenhagen is fouled. Just checked back into the game. He came down with a rebound and a foul called. And he will jog down to the other end of the floor to shoot 1-1 free throws. So 1-1 free throws for the 5'9" sophomore guard, Ryder Falkenhagen. Kasson's checking back into the ballgame. DeMario will check out. Here's a 1-1 opportunity for Falkenhagen. And that shot is good. Rattles home. Got the lucky bounce. Second free throw coming up to tie the ball game at 34. And it is good. He got two lucky rolls there. His first 2 points of the contest. And now Falkenhagen will head to the bench. Alex Tanner now checking in. This team goes 7 or 8 deep. Bauer off the inbounds pass. Full court pressure still from Potter County. And that'll be a double dribble. A turnover for Falkton area with 1:35 to play in the first half. And the Paddlers will take possession. They can take the lead here. Lukens walking it up the half-court line. Getting a screen from Bassett. Now at the volleyball line. Kicking it to the right point. Sets sharp to the right side. An offensive foul. Cooper Logan. An off-ball foul. That is his first personal foul. The sixth. No, make that the fifth team foul for Potter County. Cooper Logan frustrated after that one. Just his first personal. 1:20 to play in the first half. Here's Cotton driving on sharp to the corner with the basketball right now. DeMario to Cassins. Cassins with a bounce pass to the corner. Beckler pump fakes. Drives to the low block, and we have a foul. And that's going to go against Cooper Logan. Cooper Logan, two quick fouls here in about 30 seconds as Logan Decker is checking back in. Cooper Logan will head to the bench. Falkton area getting loud here as Cooper Logan heads back to his bench. One of the leading scorers here for Potter County. Tanner with a steal. Comes down with the basketball. He throws it behind him to set Sharp, who walks it up across the timeline. Sharp to the corner. Decker has it. Now to Bassett. Bassett pump fakes. Now driving as he gets straight to the rim and lays it in for two. Drake Bassett with 6 points. Lane Cotton with a bounce pass left side. DeMario has it, but he's double teamed. Now we'll hand it off to the circle. Cotton up court to Niederbommer. Niederbommer to the corner. Cassin's a three. No good. Lane Cotton coming down with an offensive rebound, and it's blocked away by Tanner. Seth Sharp coming up with the rebound. He'll dribble this one up across the timeline. Shot clock is turned off. 22 seconds to play in the opening half. Lukens driving down the middle of the rim. He gets it stripped away. Seth Sharp tried to save it, but he throws it right into the hands of Lane Cotton. Now it's Falkton area driving and a carry call. DeMario gets called for the carry. You don't see that very often. As now Bauer will check back in. Niederbommer to the bench. Alex Tanner will now come out for Potter County. Logan Decker also to the bench as Cooper Logan checks back in for the last possession. 12 seconds to play. Bauer picking up Lukens right away. Down to 8. Lukens on the drive. Nice feed down low. Set sharp shot is blocked, but a foul called. And a late one at that. Niederbommer looking to check back in here. The first personal foul on Lane Cotton. And two free throws coming up for Seth Sharp. And the first one is good. 2nd free throw coming up. Again, we'll have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO. And the second free throw is up and good. 2 for 2 on the free throws for Seth Sharp. He's got 6 points. Down to 3 seconds. Cotton on the drive. Lost the handle. Threw it up. And a travel called against Falkton. And the crowd goes berserk here inside of the auditorium. 0.6 seconds to go in the first half. They'll get it in. Falkenhagen at the buzzer, and he overthrew the basket. As it goes overhead, we'll head to halftime, and an exciting one at that. 38-34, Potter County with the lead over Falkton area. As we'll take a 3-minute timeout break when we come back. Your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on 100.7 FM KMLO.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Your luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
For all your grocery needs and so much more, get to Bauer Super Value in Falkton. At Bauer Super Value, you'll find a full line of groceries, fresh baked goods, as well as a terrific fresh meat and produce department. They also have a photo kiosk, fresh flowers, and do catering. Bauer Super Value is open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 1 on Sunday for all your shopping convenience. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly flyer at Bauer Super Value.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DEEREEquipment.com.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here to your Fresh Start Market halftime show. Dustin Stortsom with you this evening, and Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge, drive sober or get pulled over. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Well, I'm 1 point off here for the Falkton Trojans, who trail Potter County 38-34 at the break, but I'll give you my unofficial stats here for the first half. I have Bennett Cassens with 6 points. I have Simon Bauer with 2. I have Lane Cotton with 11. And I have Hunter Niederbomber with 14 points. On the other side of things for Potter County, it's 8 points for Cooper Logan, 6 points for Seth Sharp, 16 for Grant Lukens in that first half, 6 points for Drake Bassett, and then 2 points for Ryder Falkenhagen. And 38-34, Potter County with the lead at the break over Falkton area, the Trojans. Potter County coming into this game as the 2 seed. Falkton area coming into this game at the 4 seed in the 2B region tournament. And the last two times these two teams played, 70-58. Potter County was able to come out on top. I tell you what, this place is packed to the rim here. I mean, there is no place to sit. We were lucky we got here when we did, because I'm not sure if we would have been able to get a spot tonight had we showed up any later. But we've got a great game here. 5 minutes to go before the start of our second half. Again, Dustin Stortzum here with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sanda Mobridge broadcast booth. We want to let you know that you can listen to tonight's game on drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Unfortunately, due to the bandwidth here in the gymnasium tonight, we have no video feed. But you can still listen to the game live over on our website as well. So if you get home a little early from wherever you're heading out on this Friday evening, make sure you tune in, because you are going to want to see the conclusion of this basketball game. I can guarantee it. No team is given an inch so far. As we take a look at your CHS River Plains keys to success for the second half, my goodness, I mean, poor fault and... they're playing really good basketball right now outside of, you know, there was a couple traveling calls, a carry call, a double dribble call against them, just some minor little things there. But like I said in the pregame show, you know, turnovers here and there, they add up, because those are fewer possessions that you're, you know, able to take a shot in. So if they can limit turnovers in the second half, we are in for an exciting finish. I like the work from Hunter Niederbommer and Lane Cotton in that first half. Again, both those players in double figures right now. Hunter Niederbommer with 14 points, Lane Cotton with 11 points. Taking a look at Potter County here for the second half, 16 points once again for Grant Lukens. He has been phenomenal. Cooper Logan with 8 points. He had a couple fouls there down the stretch for Potter County, and maybe a frustration foul on that second one, because he didn't think that first one should have been called. But we will see come the second half if he can play clean defensively. As it looks like Fulton back out on the floor here. Potter County just about ready to enter the court as well. We'll take a 3 minute timeout break. When we come back, the start of the third quarter right here on 100.7 KMLO.
For all your commercial, agricultural, and residential electrical needs, go with the pros at Tennant Electric in Falkton. Owned and operated by Brandon Tennant, they serve Falk County and the surrounding area. Specializing in commercial, agricultural, and residential wiring, no job is too big or too small. Tennant Electric provides excellent workmanship, superior service, and quality products. Call Brandon today at 598-4298 or 769-2369. That's Tennant Electric of Falkton, proud to support this sports broadcast.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
You go to the doctor for a checkup just to make sure you're healthy, right? Have you ever thought about getting an insurance checkup to make sure you have the right coverage and the best price? Hi, this is Kaylee at Maverick Insurance in Falkton, inviting you to stop by with your current insurance for a free checkup. Whether it's auto, home, business, farm and ranch, crop, or life insurance, I would be happy to help you out to make sure you're covered no matter what life throws at you. Give me a call at 598-3025. At Maverick Insurance of Falkton. Go get them Trojans.
Good luck, Battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hoven.
Neumeyer & Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeyer & Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeyer & Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeyer & Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Welcome back here. Start of the third quarter. Potter County with control of the basketball right now. Here's Lukens on the drive. Shot is up, no good, but a foul call. He will go to the free throw line for two shots. Here to try to make it 42-34. Quick start here for Potter County. As the first shot is good, Grant Lukens with 17 points. Some free throw coming up. Trying to make it 18 as he gets the shot to fall. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Lukens has 18 points, and Potter County leads 42-34 with 7:30 to play in the third quarter. Boston area led by as many as 4 at 1 point, 32-28, but now it's 42-34 as Niederbommer gets to the rim. His shot is no good. And Seth Sharp coming down with the rebound as he dribbles it out, hands it off to Lukens, and Lukens will get it up court to Cooper Logan. Here's Logan at the charity stripe trying to find Lukens in a turnover. Lane caught in the other direction. Guarded closely by Bassett. It's a mismatch opportunity for Cotton, possibly. Beckler in the corner, guarded closely by the back top. Passing down the right side. Power on the drive. Bassett guarding him, and a double dribble call. Another turnover for Faulkton area. 6:49 to play here in quarter number three, and a quick timeout here for Faulkton area. Potter County 42, Faulkton area 34. We'll go to a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Portable welding services with quality results is a top priority. That's what you'll get from Holdren Welding and Repair. Call Jack for all your custom welding needs. He's now building calf shelters, freestanding panels, windbreaks for your livestock, welding tables, tool benches, four-wheel drive-through gates, gate latches, and more. More of what you need welded, sturdy and strong, call 380-2271. Good luck, Trojans, from Holdren Welding and Repair.
Both teams back on the floor. 42-34. Potter County with the lead over Faulkton area. And it will be the Battlers with control of the basketball. Potter County with it. Grant Lukens jogging this one across the half court line. Lukens will quickly hand it off to Cooper Logan. Logan dribbling with the left hand, getting to the rim. Double teamed as his shot is no good, but Seth Sharp coming down the middle of the lane. He had it for a second, but Niederbommer able to strip it away. And the Trojans have control of the basketball. Bauer with a bounce pass to the corner. Here's Cotton being double-teamed right now as he throws a bounce pass down low. Bauer outside. Cassin's a three. That's no good. And Logan Decker coming down with the basketball. A foul after the rebound. Ryan Beckler will be called for the reach-in call. It's the second team foul for Faulkton area. That's also his third personal, so we'll see if he goes to the bench or not here. And it looks like he will. DeMario will check back in. Here's Lukens with the basketball now for Potter County. Lukens handing it off. Drake Bassett has it on the right point. Drake Bassett pulling up from deep. That rattles in and out. Niederbommer coming down with the board. He'll throw it to the right side. DeMario has it, guarded by Bassett. That's a good matchup right there. Here's Cassin to the left side. Cotton has it, looking around, guarded closely by Grant Lukens. Now to DeMaria to the right side into the corner. Niederbommer being double teamed as he swings it back out to the right point. DeMaria now to the high post. Bauer has it, looking around. He throws a bounce pass down low to Cotton. Cotton backing in, puts it up. It's blocked away. Seth Sharp pretty much palmed that basketball and came down with it. Cooper Logan getting it down low. Seth Sharp on the baseline. Shot is up and good. It's a 10-point lead and a timeout call. 30 seconds 44-34. Potter County leading Falkton area. We'll head to a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Welcome back here to the Gettysburg Auditorium. Dustin Storch and Daniel Peterson back in the studio. 44-34, Potter County with the lead. Houghton area. There's Lane Cotton to the right side. Castens has it down to the corner. Maria now dribbling with the left hand as he gets to the high post. Cotton wide open, feeding a Ryan Beckler who gets his shot blocked, but Grant Lukens was called for the foul. Two free throws coming up for Ryan Beckler. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Here's the first free throw for Ryan Beckler, and it rattles in and out. Second free throw coming up. Student section getting loud here for Potter County as the second free throw is no good. 0 for 2 on the free throws. Cooper Logan coming down with the rebound. He'll quickly bring this one up across the timeline. Logan working to the corner. Decker now has back outside. Logan dribbling as he hands it off to Bassett. No, a pump fake. Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful feed from Cooper Logan to Grant Lukens. Grant Lukens with 20 points. And now a steal. Coming down with the interception pass across court. Here's Cooper Logan, a three. A heat check from him. It's no good. Rattled back outside. And Demaria has it going coast to coast. He loses the handle, but a foul called. Drake Bassett is going to be called for the foul here. That is his first personal foul. Two free throws coming up for Demaria. And the first one's no good. Three straight missed free throws for Falkton area. Nothing falling for them right now. Potter County 46, Falkton area 34. And the second free throw's good, and they finally hit from the line. A substitute coming in. Bauer will check into the ballgame. Here's Lukens. Full court pressure coming from the Trojans. Lukens driving down the middle of the lane. Lost the handle. Cooper somehow coming up with it. Gets it to the corner. Set sharp down to the baseline. Bassett has it. Shot is up and good. Drake Bassett hits two. He's got 10 points. 48-35, Potter County with the lead. Cotton in the corner being double teamed. Now getting it to the half-court circle. Beckler on the drive. Tries to pass it out to the right point. And it's tipped out of bounds by Drake Bassett. Cassens off the inbounds pass. Throws up a wild shot. Missed all of it. Grant Lukens with a football pass. Up court to Drake Bassett. And we have a foul. That might be intentional there. That might be an intentional foul on Bauer. We'll see what the referee calls. Drake Bassett went to the floor hard. And they're not even going to call a shooting foul here. Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure about that call. But that's why I'm not a referee. So an on-the-floor foul. As quickly off the inbound pass, Grant Lukens hits a three-pointer from the corner. It didn't matter anyways. 51-35, Potter County all over Falkton area now in the second half as the timeout's called. A full one We will go to a one-minute timeout break, 51-35. Potter County with the lead. You're listening to high school basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Right now, it's Functon area with the basketball. Niederbommer gets the inbound pass, driving to the low block, throws up a floater, shot's no good. Potter County coming down with the rebound. They lead 51-35. Here's Grant Lukens. A Euro step to the rim. He's fouled, and two free throws are coming up. Lukens to the line for two, looking for number 24 and 25 on the night. And the first one is no good. Rattles in and out. Second one coming up. The winner of this game will advance to the South Dakota 16. Second free throw is up, and it is good. One for two on the free throws is Grant Lukens. He has 24 points now. Give him the Mamba number. Beckler to the corner. Niederbommer. With a bounce pass down low. Cotton being double teamed. Looking around as he backs in on Decker. Shot is up and no good. Not a great look there, but an offensive rebound from Ryan Beckler, and he puts it home for two. And finally, the first points on the board in the second half. Here for the fourth point on the board is Grant Lukens. Drives up the court and throws up a three-pointer, and it is good. And then he tips the ball out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Grant Lukens could not be stopped. 27 points for him this evening. 55-37. And here's a steal. Drake Bassett coming down with a basketball. He'll drive to the rim. His shot is up, no good. Ball tipped up and around. And Drake Bassett somehow comes down with it. As a foul is called, that'll go against Falkton area. And their bench cannot believe it. Damaria checking into the ballgame. Ryan Beckler, the starter, will have to go to the bench. Cooper Logan, inbounds pass. That's sharp. Top of the key. Thought about a three. Now he'll back in to the low block. Back outside. Decker a three. And the shot will not count. Cooper Logan picking up his third. His third personal foul. He has 8 points so far this ballgame. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. 55-37 Potter County over Functon area. Here's Niederbommer. Bounce pass down low, and it's stripped away. Logan Decker coming down with it as he now turns the ball over. Cotton coming out with the steal for the Trojans. He'll drive to the rim, kicking it down low. Bauer's shot is good. Simon Bauer now with 4 points. It's 55-39, Potter County. Drake Bassett dribbling right down the other end of the floor, and he puts it home. I can barely announce this game with the way the scoring's going right now. Drake Bassett, give him 12 points. Now it's Cassins with the basketball. To the corner, DeMaria on the drive. Shot is up and no good. Rattles in and out. Grant Lukens coming down with the rebound for Potter County. He'll throw it up court. Cooper Logan on the left point, driving to the charity stripe, trying to find Seth Sharp down low. It's tipped out of bounds, and last touch by Potter County. Substitute. They're going to let the substitute come into the ballgame here. Alex Sorensen will check in. Simon Power will head to the bench. So here's Cassins with the inbound pass. DeMario now has it. Back to Cassins. At his own charity stripe, will dribble it up to the volleyball line. Now throws it up court. Niederbommer being double teamed. And a timeout called. 57-39 with 55 seconds to play in quarter number three. Potter County with the lead will go to a 30-second Integra timeout break. We'll be right back on DRG Media Sports.
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hoven. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hoven High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hoven. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
End up being a full timeout, but Potter County with the lead over Fulton area. Again, that score 57-39. Grant Lukens has 27 points. He has 27 of his team's 57. So right near half at this point in the ball game. Full teams back on the floor here. It'll be Fulton area basketball. Ryan Beckler has checked back in for the Trojans with four personal fouls. You can listen to this game live tonight on drgnews.com, the DRG News app, or right here on 100.7 FM KMLO. Lowry Mowbridge, if you drink, don't drive. Here's Niederbommer with the basketball, getting it down low. Logan Lane Cotton putting it in for two. Nice underhand finish there from Lane Cotton. He's got 13 points. 57-41 Potter County now. Bassett has it. Backing in on Cassins, now kicking it outside. Arbach, who we haven't seen a lot of in this ball game, has it on the baseline, and he'll throw the ball away. Here's Ryan Beckler the other direction. Beckler, offensive foul. He has picked up number five. Ryan Beckler has fouled out. He just checked back into the ball game. And now he's picked up foul number five. Arbach inbounding it to Lukens. Lukens dribbling it up across the half court line. On the left point. Guarded closely by Bauer. So one starter gone here for Fulton area. Grant Lukens, a step back three pointer. It's no good off the back of the rim. And a travel called against Potter County. I don't know about a travel call. The ball was tied up with. But travel call nonetheless. Here's Bauer. Nearly got it pickpocketed. He throws it up court right into the hands of Arbach. And that will be quarter number three. Three quarters in the books. It's 57-41. Potter County with the lead. We will go to a one-minute Integra timeout when we come back. The start of quarter number four on DRG Media Sports.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. For quality agricultural equipment and solar water pumping systems, Common Sense Manufacturing and Solar of Fulton is the place to call. They carry bale feeders, calf shelters, wire winders, feed bunks, continuous fencing, portable windbreaks, and freestanding panels. Common Sense Manufacturing and Solar also handles solar water pumping systems and residential and commercial solar systems and electric in-floor heat. Call them today at 598-4157. Common Sense Manufacturing and Solar of Fulton. Quality that just makes sense.
The start of quarter number four right now. Fulton area will have control of the basketball, but they trail Potter County 57-41. Here's Cotton in the corner, getting it outside. Cassin's a three-pointer that rattles in and out. Rebound by Cooper Logan. And he'll bring it up court himself as he now throws it up court to Drake Bassett. Bassett on the drive. Nice feed down low. Arbach putting it home for two. Colin Arbach with his first 2 points of the game. Lead back out to 18, 59-41, 7:30 to play in the ball game, and Cooper Logan's going to pick up foul number four. Cooper Logan with his fourth personal foul here, so that could be big down the stretch as he will have to come out of the game. Seth Sharp checking in. Logan will head to the bench. Remember the last time these two teams played on February 10th, it was a 12-point win for Potter County. They lead by 18 right now. Here's a deep three-pointer. Cassins from deep. He won't hit. Not like he was against Harriet Selby area a couple nights ago. Grant Lukens for Potter County. On the left point. Crossing over to Maria. Now back outside to Bassett. Bassett working around as he hands it off to Falkenhagen. Falkenhagen trying to find Arbach in the corner. And he's able to come up with it somehow, feeding it down low. Grant Lukens puts it in for two. Grant Lukens with 29 points. It's a 20-point lead for Potter County. Here's a shot from the baseline. Niederbommer's shot won't fall, and Grant Lukens tried to save it. It actually went in between the legs of Colin Arbach and out of bounds. He got lucky that didn't bounce a foot shorter there. Would not have felt good there for Colin Arbach. Bassett able to tip this one out of bounds. Will stay with Faulkton area. Sorensen checking into the ball game. Bauer will head to the bench. Ryan Beckler, the 6'3" senior, is already fouled out of the ball game here for the Trojans. Here's Cotton for three. He hit from downtown. Maybe the start of something special for Faulkton area. It's a 17-point game now after the three-pointer from Cotton. Logan Decker checking in for Colin Arbach. Sharp on the far sideline, inbounding it to Lukens. Lukens being double-teamed at the full court line. He'll kick it to the corner. Bassett has it. Now driving down the middle of the lane, loses control of the handle. Sets Sharp right into the hands of him. Now handing it off to Bassett again in the corner. Guarded by Kasson. He'll dribble down the baseline. Drake Bassett. Oh, my goodness. What can't this team do? Lays it in on the baseline. Lead out to 19. 63-44. Kasson's a deep three. He hit from downtown. Kasson's from deep. It's 63-47. Potter County. Falkenhagen the other way. Decker a shot, it's blocked away, and Cotton coming down with the bound. And now we have a foul called at the half court line. Cotton went to the floor with the basketball. We'll see who it's on. It might be on, no, they're going to call it on Drake Bassett. See how many fouls that is for him. That's his second. They will inbound it here on the far sideline for the Trojans. Cotton gets it to the backcourt. DeMaria now has it, handing it off. Cotton, guarded by Falkenhagen. That's a mismatch maybe he would like as Bauer swings it to the charity stripe. A floater's up, no good for Kasson. Ball tipped around. Bassett coming down with it. Now he's one-on-one with Cotton the other way. A reverse layup is up and good.
Drake Bassett again. Making it look easy. He's got 10 points in the second half as the timeout's called. 65-47. Potter County with the lead. We'll go to a 1 minute timeout break. You're listening to high school basketball on DRG Media Sports.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. Four inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota.
High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back here to Gettysburg inside of the auditorium. 65-47 Potter County with the lead over Falkton area. Here's Cassin's a step back three-pointer. It's no good. Maybe not the look you were wanting, as now a full court pass up court. Drake Bassett will just lay it in for two. He has had one heck of a second half. 12 points for Drake Bassett. As Cotton will throw up a three the other way. That won't fall. Seth Sharp with a rebound, and now they're just rushing things at this point. A steal, though, for Falkton area. The shot is up no good. Lukens coming down with a rebound. And he'll dribble it up the timeline. He's got some space to work with here up court. Lukens, spin move down the middle of the lane. Shot is up. No good, and a foul called. It'll be on the floor. Bauer will pick up a personal foul here. As Cooper Logan is now checked in, Bassett will head to the bench, and Logan Decker also being subbed out. Second personal foul on Bauer. It's a 20-point lead for Potter County. First free throw is good, and he'll have a second chance now. 68-47 with 4:35 to play in quarter number four. We'll have your Premier Equipment post-game show and your Adventure Communications player of the game at the conclusion of this one. Two free throws are good for Grant Lukens. Makes the score Potter County 69, Falkton area 47. Here's Cotton's shot, no good. On the baseline, we have a jump ball called here, signaled by the referees. The law on the court. Brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. They've done a fantastic job tonight letting these kids play some physical defense, physical basketball altogether. Logan, to the left point, Lukens has it. Looking around, now dribbling with the left hand, crosses over as he throws it up with the left hand on the low block. Shot is up, no good. Cotton will head the other direction, looking to go coast to coast. His shot blocked by Arbach, and coming down with the rebound is Seth Sharp. Here goes Sharp the other way. Sharp jump stops at the low block, but it's a turnover. Now throwing it up court is Cooper Logan, as he's able to slot it away out of the hands of Cotton. No foul called. Drake Bassett into the game for Seth Sharp. Also, Logan Decker checking in for Grant Lukens. 3:50 to play. Cassin's inbounding it. Cotton a three. No good. Rattles in and out, and Cooper Logan coming down with a rebound. As he dribbles this one up court, getting through three defenders. Now looking to get past the fourth as he finds his way to the rim, but the shot's no good. Cotton coming down with a rebound. Now Bauer working on the baseline. Throws up a mid-range jumper, and that falls for two. Simon Bauer with 6 points for Falkton area. And there's a turnover off the inbound pass from Cooper Logan. Potter County 69. Falkton area 49. 3:21 to play in the ball game. They're going to have to mount quite the comeback here. Again, trailing by 20 points with 3:21 to play. Falkton area with the inbound pass. It's a bounce pass to the corner. Cassin's a three, no good. Offensive rebound going into the hands of Bauer, and he puts it home again. They cut down to 18. 69-51 Potter County. Here's Lukens. Lukens being double-teamed to the corner. Bassett has it. Guarded by Cassins. Now double-teamed here as he throws it to the corner. Decker looking around, kicking it to Bassett. Nice defensive effort by Cassins. Was not able to strip it away, and Bassett is just going to float one in for two. He has been phenomenal in the second half. 71-51. Back out to a 20-point lead for Potter County. Here's Cotton. With the basketball, trying to pass it down low to Niederbomber, and there's going to be a kickball violation against Potter County. Seth Sharp will check into the ballgame. Logan Decker to the bench with 2:37 to go. Potter County on their way to the South Dakota 16. Here's Cooper Logan off a steal. Logan up court to Bassett, and he threw it away. A turnover for Potter County. As now Niederbomber will check out of the game. Coach giving him a big hug here as the senior steps off the floor. 2:30 to go in the ball game. Bassett will tip it out. Big hug there from the head coach of Faulkton area as Niederbomber out of the bench for what is probably the final time in his high school career. Here's Cassins, a three-pointer. That's good. Cassins hits from deep. He's got 12 points all coming from the three-point line. There's an offensive foul on Falkenhagen. Offensive foul for Potter County, 71-64. With 2:16 to play, Bauer will now head to the bench. Round of applause here from Falkton area as he heads off for the last time. Here's Cassin, step back three-pointer blocked away by Lukens. Behind the back save from Bassett, put it right into the hands of Cassins. Cassins wants to take over here. A three-pointer is up and no good. Cooper Logan coming down with the rebound. He'll get this one up across the timeline, 1:55 to play in the ballgame. Bassett on the right point, driving to the low block, finding Seth Sharp down low. Sharp shot is no good off the back of the glass, and Cassin's not going to be able to come down with the rebound here as substitutes are checking into the ballgame. Sorensen will head to the bench. Cassins also coming out. Cassins had one heck of a game, especially down the stretch here. Hugs coming in here for the point guard. And he gave it his all tonight. 4 3-pointers. He even heads on over to the Potter County. What an amazing sight here. A great moment of sportsmanship here for Cassins as he heads to the bench. Lane Cotton coming up to give him a hug at the half-court line. Both teams on their feet, both fans on their feet here. One hard-fought game as these seniors are coming off the floor for one last time. Substitutes into the game. Here's a three-pointer. That's up no good off the front of the rim. Falkton coming up the other way, trying to find a wide-open man down low, but it's going to be a turnover. We're going to have your Premier Equipment post-game show and then your Venture Communications player of the game. Both teams now clearing their bench out. Here's the Battlers with 1:25 to play. It's 71-54. Sean Sewer with a basketball to the top of the key. Skylar Van Wall, a three-pointer. Van Wall hits from deep. Back out to a 20-point lead. Kaiser for Falkton area gets to the rim, and he will head to the free throw line for two shots. Ben Stoker was just checked out of the ballgame here, the 5'10" forward. Senior will step off for the last time. As the first free throw is no good. A lot of great basketball players coming off the floor for the last time on the side of Falkton area. Here's Manuel. Skylar Manuel with the basketball, getting it down low. Alex Tanner has it. Looking to the corner. Simon. Now over to Sewer. Sewer looking around to Alex Tanner. Top of the key. 48 seconds to play. He'll pull up from three. Alex Tanner right between the eyes from downtown. 77-54. Potter County with the lead. Alex Tanner checking out of the game, getting a round of applause from his teammates. He's been a fantastic bench help for this squad. They are going to head to the South Dakota 16. Combs. Now to the top of the key. McGow, a three-pointer. That won't fall. Ball on the floor, picked up by number 34, Cohens. Marshall Cohens for two. 77-56, Potter County. Skylar Vanwell. Dribbling on top of the key. He will let this clock run out. 5 seconds to play in the ball game. And how about that? Potter County going to the South Dakota 16. They beat Faulkton Area 77-56. And again, we'll advance to the South Dakota 16. We will head to a 3-minute Integra timeout when we come back. Your premier equipment post-game show, where we will name your Venture Communications player of the game right here on DRG Media Sports.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
King Insurance Agency is your full-service insurance agency with offices in Faulkton, Brookings, and Madison. King Insurance Agency can provide insurance coverage and services for life, health, crop, farm, home, auto, business, long-term care, and more. The staff at King Insurance Agency have the knowledge and experience to serve you. As an independent insurance agency, they can find the insurance company that best fits your needs. Call 605-598-4374 or stop by King Insurance Agency in Faulkton, Brookings, or Madison.
Let us be your partner and grow. Hovind Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovind Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.net.
Welcome back here to the DRG Media Sports post-game show. Dustin Stortzum here with you inside of the Jensen Rock and Sanda Mobridge broadcast booth. 77-56, Potter County taking down Faulkton Area this evening. Potter County will advance to the South Dakota 16 as we get into your Premier Equipment post-game show. But first, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM KMLO, Lowry Mobridge. If you drink, don't drive. Let's get into the final numbers here for both teams. First, for the losers on the scoreboard tonight, Faulkton area, the Trojans, they end their season at 16-6. One hard-fought battle here for this squad as they just could not overcome the shooting efforts from Potter County this evening. 12 points for Bennett Cassins. He ends his senior career on a high note, man. 12 points for him. He really fought hard. They even stopped play, so the players from Potter County could give him a hug as he comes off the floor for the last time. 2 points for Ryan Beckler. He fouled out with five fouls. He fouled out of the ball game in quarter number three. He finishes his senior season with 2 points to end his career. Roman DeMaria, he had just a free throw for 1 point. It was Simon Bauer with 8 points. Lane Cotton, he had 16 points. And Hunter Niederbommer will end his high school career with 14 points. Looking over at Potter County, the winners on the scoreboard tonight, it was Cooper Logan with 8 points, all of them coming in the first half of this ball game. Colin Arbach, he had 2 points off the bench. It was 8 points for Seth Sharp, 31 points for Grant Lukens in this ball game. Drake Bassett had 20 points, 14 of them coming in the second half. Alex Tanner, he had 3 points, and it was Ryder Falkenhagen who ended with 2 points. Also, Skylar Van Well had a three-pointer there with about a minute and 30 to play in the ball game. Let's head on over and talk about your Venture Communications Player of the Game. I think this one is an easy choice tonight. Grant Lukens is going to be your Venture Communications Player of the Game. 31 points. I mean, what can't this guy do at this point? We've watched him do just about everything on the floor. As soon as the ball's inbounded, he's got shooter range. I mean, he can shoot anywhere across that half-court line, and he did it tonight. He had some NBA step-back three-pointers. He was driving down the middle lane, drawing contact, hitting shots from the free-throw line. I mean, there's not much else you can do to try to stop this guy. You can only hope to contain him, and Faulkton area, the Trojans, were not able to do that this evening. As again, the final score, Potter County 77, Faulkton area 56, the Trojans ending their season at 16-6. I want to give a special shout-out to some of these seniors tonight for their hard-fought effort. Bennett Cassins, the 5'7" senior guard, he will be leaving the floor for the last time. Ryan Beckler had a tough game, had 5 fouls, but man, he sure laid it all out there on the floor this evening. Alex Sorensen came off the bench. Simon Bauer had a fantastic game for Faulkton area as well. And then obviously you have Ben Stoker, number 40, and then also number 32, Hunter Niederbommer, the 6'3" senior who led this team in scoring this season. Special shout out to those seniors. I know how hard it can be to step off the floor or the playing field for the last time, and this team certainly gave it their all. I mean, they were leading. They had the large lead of the game they had was 4 in the first half, but man, they stuck with Potter County up until midway through that third quarter before things got out of hand. It was just an 8-point game at the half, 32-24, and again, the final score, Potter County 77, Faulkton area 34. I want to give one last thank you to our sponsors this evening, starting with Brown Agronomy, Kruger's Food Fair, Schlachter Lumber, Common Sense Manufacturing, AMPI, Gettysburg Collision Center, King Insurance, Hoban Co-op, and Prairie Stop, Langer's Family Foods, LEC Construction Services, and also Hanson's Incorporated, Great Western Bank, M&R Auction, Bauer Super Value, CMP Operations, John Deere, Tenant Electric, Plains Commerce Bank, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Stores, and also Maverick Insurance, Dakota House, New Meyer and Smith Law Office, Holdren Welding and Repair, Hoban Equity Exchange, and also Montana Dakota Utilities, and our sports video sponsor, CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and our video scoreboard sponsors, Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics, and also to our sports scoreboard, the Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge. This playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 FM KMLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Athletic Association. That's going to wrap things up here from Gettysburg this evening. 77-56, Potter County. With the win over Falkston area, they will go to the South Dakota 16. For Daniel Peterson in the studio, I'm Dustin Stortzum saying thank you for listening to this edition of High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.